McCoy Tyner is one of the most influential jazz pianists of the last 40 years, alongside Herbie Hancock and Bill Evans. Tyner played in John Coltrane's quartet in the 1960s and has been leading his own groups ever since. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says, Tyner's sound is so pervasive, it's easy to take for granted, but a new quartet recording makes his virtues sound fresh again.
McCoy Tyner on piano with Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone. The tune is Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit, a Tyner oldie with a hint of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme in the bass. Tyner's style hasn't evolved much since he played with Coltrane in the 1960s. By then, the pianist had already developed his signature style, big, billowing, open harmonies that support a band without hemming it in. On the bandstand, he creates an environment where different rhythms and chords can be piled one on another without canceling each other out. His sound is a big tent with plenty of elbow room. The pianist's new album on his own new label is modestly titled McCoy Tyner Quartet. Another leader might have called them his all-stars. Besides Lovano on tenor, he's got the powerhouse rhythm section of bassist Christian McBride and drummer Jeff Tane Watts. They all sound happy to be together, feeding off each other's energy on this club date from last New Year's. McCoy Tyner is good at filling up sonic space and covering the high and low frequencies. But every once in a while, this piano maximalist may put you in mind of minimalists like Count Basie or Thelonious Monk. He knows sometimes the best thing for a pianist to do behind a soloist is nothing at all, letting bass and drums carry the load. Tyner might keep a low profile even when he sneaks back in behind Joe Lovano. McCoy Tyner can sound almost gentle sometimes. He's got it right now that he's nearing 70. But he can still make piano ring like nobody else, his umpteen imitators included. And since his style never broke, he had the good sense not to fix it. It's as timeless as thunder.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed McCoy Tyner Quartet on the Half Note label.